It's a really fascinating discussion, which takes place and is relevant to so many of the parshios in Sefer Bereishis, and it relates to the Avos as a whole. So we're going to try to give it over now in a certain sense. We're not going to really do it justice, but hopefully we'll at least give a degree of introduction to a sugya in the world of Machshava, which is very, very important. We know that there are three Avos, Interestingly enough, the Zohar tells us, and this is an interesting point. We, on the one hand, the Avos all excelled in presumably many, many areas. And undoubtedly, the Avos also had a lot of commonalities between them. They shared a certain commitment. They shared certain character traits. But nevertheless, in many of the Sfarim, and it's rooted already in the Zohar, in the Psukim, in Sefer Micha, but that each of the Avos did excel in one particular area or in a particular kind of character trait that really sort of brought out their best. So Avram Avinu is often associated with the Midah of Chesed. Emes Yaakov, Chesed l'Avraham. Avram's often associated with the world of Chesed. Avram provided for others. Hanefesh asher asu b'charan. Avram tried to be megayer people, tried to bring people closer. Avram associated with that Midah of Chesed. Chesed is often interpreted on some level, while there are real Kabbalistic sort of meanings to these things, at least on our level, Chesed is this like overflowing desire to give to others. This desire to influence, to be out there, to share and to influence in a very meaningful and positive way. Yitzhak, on the other hand, we know is very different than Avram. Yitzhak is often associated with the Midah of Gvura or the Midah of Din. Yitzhak was much more, and this is already focused in internally. He was focused a little bit intense and a little bit fiery, and he wasn't as into sort of going out the same way. That's why Yitzhak was the one that was offered as part of the Akedah to sort of kind of intensity. We don't think of Yitzhak. We have no indications of Yitzhak being a person who was like breaking new ground and going out and bringing people closer. It was much more of an internal kind of avoda which Yitzhak had. Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu is associated with one of two midos, but they're really connected in many of the Sifrei Kabbalah. That's the midah of Tiferes, a certain kind of beauty, and the midah of Emes, a certain kind of truth. What Yaakov Avinu really is, and this the Maharal describes in Sefer Gvuras Hashem in Perek Tes, Yaakov in many ways, and many describe this, is the model of sort of the perfect balance of what Avram and Yitzchak represented. Avram was this overflowing chesed, but overflowing chesed comes with, can be too much sometimes, and it's important to have a little bit of Yitzchak, of knowing when to pull back inside, and when to stay home, and when to cultivate a certain kind of like intensity of a gvura, of a din. And Yaakov is that perfect balance. It's the beauty of a perfect balance, the splendor of a teferes, and it's MS also, because MS is often a little bit more nuanced, not one extreme, but being able to balance things as well as possible. What many of the Bali Machshava do, the Maharal does this a lot, as do many others, is that there are a lot of groups of threes in our religion, a lot of groups of threes. And there are many that point out that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, as not just three people, but three avos, three people that gave over to us models of Yiddishkeit and remind us of the importance of particular traits, that many sort of groups of threes are connected and really parallel on some level, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So we'll share a couple of them. The Maharal writes in his Perish on Perkei Avos in the Mishnah, on the second Mishnah, at al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. So the Maharal says, the same way that those three things are the thing which the world stands on those three things, so the Avos are the three which are also foundational figures for us, and there's a parallel which takes place. Chesed, so Gemilas Chasadim, is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the one that's associated with the world of Chesed. Avoda, so Avoda, that's Yitzchak. Yitzchak of Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak, that was the one that was the Olat Mima. The Avoda of Karbanos, that's really Yitzchak. Torah, so the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was the Ishtam Yoshev Oalim. Yaakov Avinu was a person associated with Torah. Chazal tells us he spent 14 years learning in the Yeshiva of Shem and Aver, that they represent on some level a certain kind of Torah which is there. The Torah writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Or HaChaim's Tav Gitzalim, that it parallels also the three Regalim, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yitzchak parallels Shavuos, Avram, Pesach, Yaakov, and Sukkot, and there are different ways of understanding exactly how that goes, but there are a lot of these sort of parallels which undoubtedly take place. And as the Maharal emphasizes, it doesn't mean that Avram didn't learn Torah. It doesn't mean that Yitzchak wasn't a Baal Chesed, but each one sort of succeeded most intensely in a particular realm, in a particular way. This also, interestingly enough, not to flesh out the idea entirely, but some of the Baalei Machshava point out, it may even be elements of it are in the Maharal, the Sheni Shmuel, Parash Tazria quotes it. We'll say it in a bit of a different way, but these also parallel the three Averos Chamuros, the three Averos that are Yaharik Va'al Yavor, that too much of one can lead to this particular Avera. So we'll say it a little bit differently than the way at least the Maharal Sheni Shmuel say that. We'll say it the way the others say that, but as follows. Too much chesed leads to arayos. Chesed with no boundaries leads to gili arayos on some level, which is why the Torah, when it refers to arayos in one context, calls it chesed hu. It's too much chesed that can lead to arayos. Yitzchak, too much din and too much gevura. So unsurprisingly, that can lead to shvichas damim. That's a distortion of the midah of Yitzchak. So sometimes there are particular midos which Avram represents a holy kind of chesed, Yitzchak represents a holy kind of din or a holy kind of gura, but when they are not lined up entirely, they can sometimes lead to other areas that may be more or not as appropriate. Yaakov's connection to Avodah Zarah we'll leave for a different time. If you want to think about, you know, Rachel and Tzrufim and things like that, you definitely have what potentially to think about. But that's a general yisod which comes up with groups of three, the Shalosh Regalim, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the Gimel Chamuros, even in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel HaGadol, Chesed, it's big, it expands, HaGibor, the Gevura, the Din, and Hanora, like just the awesomeness of the Yaakov Avinu, who was able to get the proper balance of everything. There's a lot to be said for this. Interestingly enough, and here's an important yisod to know, because I think sometimes it'll be helpful in Svarim. When you're learning Svarim, sometimes they'll reference these midos, but not everyone aligns things in the exact same way. And because the Avos were such great figures, so there may actually be multiple midos they could be associated with. So as an example, the Netziv in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Netziv has a bit of a different alignment as far as the unique avodas of the avos. He too points out a parallel. He points out a parallel to Torah avoda and Gemilas Chasadim. He also notes that, but for him, he views it in a bit of a different way. He says, you know, Torah, the one associated with Torah is really Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the first one in many ways to engage in Torah. Avram is the one. Let me see if I can read it right here quickly. If not, we will move on. But Avram is the first. Avram the Netziv tries to argue is the first one associated with real learning of Torah. The Gemara of Rezara and Daches, the 2,000 years associated with Torah begin in Avram's lifetime. Avram's the one that really has that. Avram that was able to keep all of Torah. Chazal tell us the first one to really observe all of Torah. He agrees that Yitzchak is the one associated with the Olam of Avoda. He is the Ola Tmima. Yitzchak is also very much associated with the world of Tefillah, but that's really Yitzchak. And Yaakov, he argues, is not the Ishtam Yosef Olam associated with Torah, but he actually attributes to Yaakov Avinu the Midah of Chesed, an unfathomable amount of Chesed, like the way that he was for so many years able to take care of the Tzon of Lavan, to be a shepherd in that kind of way, undoubtedly was a certain kind of Chesed. And that's something which is very powerful. To just note one additional, I guess, context where this comes up. Because again, avos are views not just being figures, but foundational figures and associated with different kinds of midos. So there is a Gemara in Meseches Pesachim. And the Gemara in Pesachim has an additional parallel. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not just in terms of Avram's associated with a mountain, with a har. Yitzchak is associated with a sadeh. Vayetze Yitzchak asuach basadeh. Yaakov is associated with a bias. Yaakov with a house. So says the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. And the Mefarshim try to figure out a little bit what exactly is the relationship between the har, the sadeh, and the bias. Some point as an example, clear, Hirsch even says this, that Avram is associated with a har is something which sticks out. Har is something which stands up in a place where nothing else is there. It's higher than all that's around it. Avram Avinu, Parshat Lechacha, the first one who represents or has a certain kind of commitment to monotheism. So Avram Avinu is associated with the Har. It's the one that sticks out. He was above, you know, he was above everybody else. Yitzhak will save for maybe a different time. But Yaakov Avinu is associated with the bias. Why is Yaakov associated with a bias? Yaakov associated with the bias of Har Moriah. Bias is something which is much more permanent. You can't live in a house or live in a field. Those are not places that are roi ladira. A bias is something which is roi ladira, and it has an impermanence. And Yaakov Avinu, as we quoted earlier from Maral and Gevuras Hashem, Yaakov Avinu, because he is able to be the one who has the right balance of chesed and the right balance of Gevura into this beautiful Tiferes and Emes, so that's why he's really able to be the person who can build the permanent kind of a home, one associated a bit more with, if each one's parallel to a Beis HaMikdash of Rishon and Sheni, Yaakov, the third Beis HaMikdash, it's a permanent one because he represents a certain kind of balance. So hopefully a bit of an introduction to an important sugya in the world of Machshava. Many Sfarim that you see, when they compare different avos, will focus on this. It's good to be familiar with some of the basics and be familiar with the fact that there is a bit of a range in how people will say things out.